Hello, you're listening to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Eger, and here is the latest news from the world of Omniglot. The new language pages this week are Tonga, or Titonga, a Bantu language spoken mainly in Zambia and also in Zimbabwe, Nande, or Kinande, a Bantu language spoken in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and Mongoli, a Mongolic language spoken in the Herat region of Afghanistan. There's a new constructed script called Evmelish, or Abecedario Emelico, which is an alternative way to write Spanish, invented by Arturo Jiménez Zavala, and is based on the Mongolian folded script, or Evmelbichik. There's a new adapted script, Cyrillic for Brazilian Portuguese, which was devised by Guilherme E.S. There are new numbers pages in Northern Soto, or Sisoto Saleboa, Southern Soto, or Sisoto, and Swati, or Siswati, which are all Bantu languages. The new Omniglot blog posts this week are about rush reads and unapologetic accents, and the usual language quiz. See if you can guess what language this is. Here's a clue. This language is spoken mainly on the small Pacific island. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Turoyo, or Suryat, which is a Neo-Aramaic language spoken in southeastern Turkey and northern Syria. It sounds a bit like this.
Shlomo uhubu ahunone hothothe yani ahwotho wamfarjoner hime. Ishmi odom isginyo ukoweno yani kooshno herkebuswet. Misube digolotho suryato.
The Celtiadir post this week is about words for knots, bulges and related things in Celtic languages. And because it was April Fool's Day on Saturday this week, I decided to look into the origins of the word fool in this week's Adventure in Etymology. You can find a transcript of this news and links to all the pages mentioned at radio.omniglot.com. Omniglot News is also available at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at Omniglossia, and on the Omniglot page on Facebook, which you can find at facebook.com/groups/omniglot. If you would like to support Omniglot, you can make a one-off or regular donation at patreon.com/omniglot. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.